أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه، وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس، وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزوها ثم نكسوها لحما. فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير. We are busy reading the second instance after Ayatul Kursi, in which Allah Ta'ala explains the reality of coming back to life in the year after. In other words, the life of the year after is a 100% reality. More than what this life is a reality, that life is a much more greater reality. But we don't see it, we don't talk about it, we don't hear about it, so it is out of our mind. And unfortunately, how many of us have doubt about that life also? That will we come back to life? Is there life in the year after? To remove that, Allah has put this beautiful instance in the Quran Sharif so that we can take a lesson and learn properly that that life is a 100% reality, and much, much more than what we prepare for this life, we should be preparing for that life. Much, much more than what we have got worry for this life. Our house, ourselves, our health so much we worry. Our finances we worry so much. How much do we worry about the Akhirah? That is the thing that all of us must be worrying much more. And Allah has taught us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who makes Akhirah his worry, Allah looks after all his things of this dunya. And when we want to look after the things of this dunya and we forget Allah Ta'ala, Allah announces and says, He can go and get destroyed in whichever valley and I don't care. If we don't worry about Allah in the Akhirat, Allah has no worry for us either. So in that we read about Hazrat Uzair, that when he passed Baytul Muqaddas, he saw that the roofs of the houses had fallen in, the walls had fallen on the houses, there was complete destruction, no hope of it ever coming right again. And then he said also, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allah ba'da mawtiha." How will Allah resurrect and bring this back to life again? So to teach and to teach us, Allah made it that Allah gave him maut at that time. He passed away there and then. And Allah kept him in death for 100 years. Mi'ata amin thumma ba'atha. And then Allah asked him, or Allah told a farishta to ask him, "Kam labith?" How long did you stay? How long were you dead? Then he said, "Labithu yawman aw ba'da yawm." It was for a day or part of a day. That is, he came back to life, Allah brought him back to life just before Maghrib time, the time between Asr and Maghrib. So he said that if I was here yesterday at this time, then I've been here for one day. And if I came here this morning, then I've been here for a part of a day. From here also we learn that for the righteous, the life of the qabr will be very short. They won't feel it, even if it's 1,000 years, 5,000 years, for them it will be very, very short. They won't find it difficult, and that how that life is going to pass, it will pass very, very easily for the righteous. And for the wrongdoers, it will be even, they will feel it more longer than what it is also. A person, when he's in enjoyment, he doesn't know where the time went. And when he's in difficulty, he feels the time is just not getting finished. My problems are not just getting finished. Sometimes at night a person is suffering from insomnia and he's not falling asleep. It may be just a few minutes that he wasn't asleep, but he thinks for hours I wasn't sleeping. So like that, for the wrongdoers, it will be a time of great difficulty. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala told him, or through the Farishta, "Bal labitha mi'ata amin." 100 years you have been now away, dead, lying there. And then Allah Ta'ala showed him his Qudrat, so that we have yaqeen of that life and yaqeen on the Qudrat of Allah. فَانْظُرْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّهُ. अब देख अपना खाना और पीना सर नहीं गया. Look at your food and your drink. 100 years and it hasn't gone off. It's not gone rotten. It's there, you can see fresh also. And normally, especially in hot countries, summer days, the food of the morning, if there's no fridge or anything, by the evening it's gone off already. But this 100 years and the food didn't go off. It was still just as fresh and just as right. And then Allah Ta'ala showed him another opposite sign. Wanzur ila himarika. Look at your donkey, the donkey you are riding. Look at that, completely opposite. Walinaj'alaka ayatan linnas. Aur humne tujhko namuna banaya chaha logo ke waste. And we wanted to make you a sign for people, so that people's iman can be made. They can learn a lesson from you. So one side your food didn't go off, look at your donkey on the other side, and all this we did, we wanted to make you a sign so people could learn iman. So wanzur ilal idham. Or dekh hadiyo ke taraf. Look at the bones of this donkey. The donkey was completely finished. All the meat had fallen off it. Just the bones, and the bones also over 100 years, like what normally will happen, you wouldn't want to touch those bones also. You wouldn't want to look at it. Just not even a carcass was left. And now in front of his eyes, Allah Ta'ala showed him how Allah brought the donkey back to life. Unzur ila al-idham kayfa nunshizuha. Hadiyo ki taraf ke hum unko kis tarah ubhar kar jor dete hai. See the joints of that donkey, of the bones, how we again put them together and we join the bones also. ثُمَّ نَقْسُوهَا لَحْمَا. Phir un par pehnate hai gosht. And then you can see with your eyes, Allah did it for him in front of his eyes. That donkey, which was just not even a carcass that was left. Allah Ta'ala made all the joints of the bones again together. Allah in front of his eyes put the meat on the donkey. And the donkey again was alive. And it came back to life again. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ. Phir jab us par zahir hua ye haal, when he saw all this and it became clear to him, قَالَ أَعْلَمُ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He said, now I know that Allah has power over everything. He had that iman from before, but this iman became a much more greater and higher level of iman. And when he saw it with his eyes, all this happening. So yeah, more than what he saw with his eyes, it all happening, that it is in the Quran Sharif, a mu'min is he who has the full yaqeen on the Quran. And more than what we can imagine and think of it with our eyes, that it is a message in the Quran, our yaqeen will be much, much more greater. And if we have got eyes of the heart, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تعمل أبصار ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes that have become blind, but the heart, if that has become blind, then we don't believe. And if the heart is alive, then more than what we see with our eyes, we will have yaqeen. So we have to build that iman, that the eyes of the heart become alive. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam passed away, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told his mother, if you wish, I will make dua and you will see your son playing in Jannah. She took it very hard. She was very, very down when her son had passed away. She said, oh Allah's Nabi, I can see wrong with my eyes, but your words can't be wrong. If you have said it, it is 100% as you have said it. And the Quran Sharif, 100%. So it is necessary for us, very important. And if maut has to come and we haven't got yaqeen of the akhirah, and our iman is cancelled by that, there is nothing worse that can happen to that person. So we have to build our iman, have that proper yaqeen on the akhirah. Automatically, that person doesn't even need one sheikh to correct him. A person who's got yaqeen on the akhirah, his life will be corrected by itself. his worry of the akhirah, he won't be interested in all the sports and the soccer or any other things, useless pursuit. He will see clearly what is right and what is wrong. And for him to make amal on the right will be a joy, a pleasure. And for him to involve in any wrong will be impossible. He won't be able to do it. How much less our yaqeen is, then we are more interested in this dunya, making money, investments, passing time, wasting time, sports, entertainment, in all those things our life go. And namaz, Quran, deen, very hard for us then. We find it very hard. No pleasure we find in the masjid, in namaz, in Quran. But once our yaqeen is made, we will enjoy akhirat. So it's very important we take a lesson. Quran Sharif is there for us to believe in, to read, and that we make amal. That we take this lesson. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.